even Glenn Gould, our friend. And the most important piano virtuoso of the century. Only made it to the age of 51. I thought to myself as I entered the inn. Now, of course, he didn't kill himself like Wertheimer, but died, as they say, a natural death. Exactly 28 years ago, we had studied with Horowitz, and we, at least Wertheimer and I, but of course not Glenn Gould, learned more from Horowitz than during 8 previous years at the Vienna Academy. Horowitz rendered all our professors null and void. But these dreadful teachers had been necessary to understand Horowitz. For 2.5 months we locked ourselves in our rooms and worked day and night. Insomnia had become a necessary state for us. During the night, we worked through what Horowitz had taught us the day before. We ate almost nothing. Once our course with Horowitz was over, it was clear that Glenn was already a better piano player than Horowitz himself. And from that moment on, Glenn was the most important piano virtuoso in the world for me. Wertheimer and I were equally good. Even Wertheimer always said, Glenn is the best. Even if we didn't yet dare to say that he was the best player of the century. When Glenn went back to Canada, we had actually lost our Canadian friend. We didn't think we'd ever see him again. He was so possessed by his art that we had to assume he couldn't continue in that state for very long and would soon die. But 2 years after we'd studied together, Glenn came to the Salzburg Festival to play the Goldberg Variations, which 2 years previously he had practiced with us day and night. After the concert, the papers wrote that no pianist had ever played the Goldberg Variations so artistically. Glenn never played a single note without humming, I thought. No other piano player ever had that habit. He spoke of his lung disease as if it were his second art, that we had the same illness at the same time and then always came down with it again, I thought. And in the end, Even Veltheimer got our illness. But Glenn didn't die from this lung disease. I thought he was killed by the impasse he had played himself into for almost 40 years. I thought he never gave up the piano. I thought, of course not. Where is Wertheimer? And I gave up the piano because we never attained the inhuman state that Glenn attained. Who, by the way, never escaped this inhuman state. Who didn't even want to escape this inhuman state? Veltheimer had his Bösendorfer grand piano auctioned off. I gave away my Steinway one day to the 9-year-old daughter of a school teacher, so as not to be tortured by it any longer. The teacher's child ruined my Steinway in the shortest period imaginable. I wasn't pained by this fact. On the contrary, I observed this cretinous destruction of my piano with perverse pleasure. Without my music, which from one day to the next I could no longer tolerate, I deteriorated. From one moment to the next, I hated my piano, my own. Couldn't bear to hear myself play again. I no longer wanted to paw at my instrument. I visited the teacher to announce my gift to him, my Steinway. I'd heard his daughter was musically gifted. I said to him, the teacher accepted my gift immediately. I thought as I entered the inn, I hadn't believed in his daughter's talent for a minute. The children of country school teachers are always touted as having talent, but in truth they're not talented in anything. The teacher's daughter took my instrument, one of the very best, one of the rarest, and therefore most sought after, and therefore also most expensive pianos in the world, and in the shortest period imaginable, destroyed it, rendered it worthless. But of course, it was precisely this destruction process of my beloved Steinway that I had wanted. I will now devote myself to philosophical matters, I thought, as I walked to the teacher's house. Even though, of course, I didn't have the faintest idea what these philosophical matters might be. I am absolutely not a piano virtuoso, I said to myself. I am not an interpreter. I am not a reproducing artist. No artist at all. The depravity of my idea had appealed to me immediately. The whole time on my way to the teacher's, I kept on saying these three words. Absolutely no artist. Absolutely no artist. Absolutely no artist. If I hadn't met Glenn Gould, I probably wouldn't have given up the piano and would have become a piano virtuoso and perhaps even one of the best piano virtuosos in the world. I thought in the end. When we meet the very best, we have to give up, I thought.